Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the first installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. Along with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes clan. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
All right, for everybody joining us, this was going to be a weekly podcast about the popular game Marvel Puzzle Quest, available on Steam or your favorite mobile device. So events this week, guys. Deadpool Daily's coming up for the week. Today's was Yellow Thor. Scored that one. If you haven't yet today, go play, you lazy bums.
Yeah, absolutely. And Thor, he's a worthwhile character at any level. So,
yeah. 2-star Thor, 3-star Thor.
Yeah.
4-star Thor, not so much.
Thor is also part of the PvP. He's getting a boost. So if you can get him up to 240 for the... of course, that's going to be ending here soon.
Right.
But... he has been awesome for me in the PvP.
Same.
Yeah, Call the Storm is devastating all the time.
Yes.
Also coming up this week, we got... tomorrow is Black Captain Marvel. Tuesday, we have Blue Iron Man. Wednesday is Purple Iron Fist. Thursday is Red Ragnarok. Friday is Purple Kamala Khan. Saturday is Blue Quicksilver. And next Sunday is the Green Scarlet Witch. Which one of those are you looking forward to the most?
Iron Fist. I mean, Thor, yeah. Obviously, because it'll max out my Thor, but Iron Fist all the time. I need to be more heavily invested in him as a character. He's an all-around excellent character.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Iron Fist is top of that list, definitely.
Yep, same for me, because I've used Luke Cage for every single battle I do, no matter what I'm playing, so if I could get Iron Fist to team up with him, it would be heroes for hire all the time.
That would be good. Yeah, and when I start hearing these names in the Deadpool Daily, I know it's about to start over again, because once you start getting into the dregs, like the Scarlet Witch and the Quicksilvers, I know that Vision is coming up soon, and then we'll be starting back over at Black Panther?
Yeah, Black Panther is the start character
for
the cycle. So
yeah.
The one character that I don't need anymore.
Well, that's because you guys suck.
What's that? Oh, Black Panther? No, I need like two more, and I'll be set, but hopefully I'll get one here in PvP. Long story shorter, Deadpool Daily, what are your thoughts? I used to love it. Now I think it's gone on too long.
Really?
I thought it was going to be one color for each 3-star, like go through each one time, and then that would be the end, and they would introduce some new story event. But it just keeps sticking around. Don't get me wrong, I love a free cover, and I love, what, like 3,500 free ISO?
Right, with the bonus, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it helps me tremendously. I just feel like it's unbalancing the game. It really opens it up for everybody to have maxed out 3 stars, and it's going to turn it into a 4-star game, and before I know it, they're going to start introducing 5-star characters.
Well, as long as one of them is super ubered up Juggernaut, that'll be cool. I kind of agree with Ian. I think it's gone a little too far, because really at this point, except for the 3 2-star characters that I have to play Deadpool dailies, I don't ever use a 2-star character for any reason.
Right.
I only have one 1-star character, again, only to play Deadpool Daily. So if I didn't need them for Deadpool Daily, those would be 4 slots that I'd have with other 3-star people that I currently don't have.
Right.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't know. I'm still a big fan of the Deadpool dailies. I think that getting the covers, I mean, even though the last like 13 I could only use 2 or 3, it's still the ISO. It's where I get all my ISO. They'd have to replace it with something, I think.
Well,
I agree.
If you read it, just take away the free cover part and let me just get ISO and the taco tokens.
Sure. Or like you said, change it up. Make it another change the theme to a different character and tweak the rewards.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I would need something daily like that. There should be a daily bonus loop of some variety, but it doesn't have to be structured the same way that it has been for the last... several months.
You just getting burned out on Deadpool?
Yeah, like I said, I really think it's... I think giving everybody constant, unlimited access to 3-star covers is starting to unbalance the game. Or maybe it's balancing the game a lot. I think, like I said, I think it's just going to turn it into a... Either you're going to have high-level 4-star characters, or you can't compete.
Well, plus they're going to beat the heck out of us with Deadpool when the movie gets close.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's do something else for a while so I can not be sick of him when he shows up for his movie.
Right.
You're not sick of him yet?
Do they own Deadpool?
Marvel owns Deadpool.
Okay, I thought Fox owned Deadpool for some reason. I thought they were doing the Deadpool movie. I did not look into this beforehand, or else I would have more accurate information for you.
Yeah, I honestly didn't look, but I assumed it was a Marvel picture.
Oh, see, I thought it was a 20th Century Fox.
Oh, well, then it would be complete bullshit and garbage, like Fantastic Four.
I heard, yeah. Well, let's not get into that just now, because I heard nothing but tragic things about that. But Marvel's attempt to torpedo that franchise is going pretty in favor of Marvel.
They are succeeding. They'll get it back eventually.
All right, back to Puzzle Quest. Right.
Yeah, Puzzle Quest. All right, so the next story event coming up is Enemy of the State, featuring Wolverine, I believe.
Yes, going on currently, I believe.
Yeah, just started.
The big reward, if you max out your points at 80,000 points, you get a red Daredevil cover. First or second place gets you the giant purple head Charles Xavier. And spots 3 through 15 are Cyclops covers of various flavors. Man, I wish I had more Cyclops, because when I play against him, he does devastating amounts of damage to me.
Yeah, I just got my first Cyclops cover yesterday. So I need all the Cyclops if I want to use him.
Yeah, if I didn't hate Scott Summers so much, I would like him more, but it's Scott, and he's the worst character ever in Marvel.
So you're ethically opposed to enjoying Cyclops in Marvel Puzzle Quest?
It's real hard for me to vote for him to win, because, man, I just want him to die so much.
I can see that. That's reasonable.
It's like the Wesley Crusher debates way back when in Star Trek. You know, you just want him to die.
Okay. I can accept that. And I've also fallen behind on my Cyclopses. I don't know how it happens, but whenever the three of us go on vacation, that's always the Cyclops weekend, and I always miss those covers. him and Colossus. I'm so far behind on the two, though.
Oh, yeah, I do like the Colossus. PvP events. Pool Party is wrapping up today. I'm currently, sadly, 153rd in my slice, so I will not be getting a Black Panther cover. First place gets you a Star-Lord, and then 2 through 11 gets you Black Panther. Is anyone else faring better than I?
I am. I'm currently 45th in Pool Party.
Nice.
Ooh.
So I'm looking at the black cover plus 50 or 100 hero points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I currently am at 103.
Ooh. Oh.
To grind.
And I've got 2 hours left. That being said, I only care to be in the top 100 because my Panther is actually maxed out, but I have 4 black, so I need that 5th black because the Rage of the Panther is just way too cool to miss out on.
I agree. Black's a hard cover to let go.
Yeah, Rage of the Panther is like having Thor's Call the Storm. I mean, it's just a devastating power.
Oh, and now, before we move any further, I want to digress for just a second. Back to the story. Enemy of the State, when I first played it, the very first time I experienced it, it's by far one of my favorite stories, because it was the first time that they had the wave attacks.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And I loved those. I don't know why, but I love
waves
wave of ninjas.
Yep. All of those ninjas with their... Yeah.
With their
leftover explosion death after you kill them,
turn into smoke and caltrops and shuriken. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm rarely motivated to play the story, but Enemy of the State usually gets me.
Yeah, the waves added a different dimension to the game. I agree.
That and it was again. I am a not as avid a comic book reader as I used to be, so I was unfamiliar with any character named Gorgon that led the hand. And I will tell you, the animation that they use for that character disgusts me. Just having to look at his face is just so disgusting, and I don't know why. He's not a particularly hideous, he just looks like a dude with sunglasses, but man, I just want to punch him in his ugly face.
See, he always looks to me like he's like some kind of vampire character.
Oh, maybe, sure.
I don't know the Gorgon character from the comics at all.
I just know he comes out and he hits me with a stick.
So, is he is one of only two characters, enemy characters, that you cannot play? Is that correct? Ultron and Gorgon?
You can't play Norman Osborn either.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
He was like the main villain through the prologue.
Yeah, but you didn't actually fight him.
No.
Well,
correct.
Yeah, I think Ray's talking about characters that actually show up and you battle against.
Yes, I've never been able to use Ultron or Gorgon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there were only two, but... There could. I mean, I've only been on here for, a year or so,
Right.
Maybe there was someone else.
Yep, I just hit my, like we talked about this, offline, obviously, but I hit my 365 anniversary this week.
Oh,
and
great.
Got my three Double Dinosaur covers, so yep. That was nice. And then I spent the rest of the week acquiring hero points to actually have a slot for him.
What does that cost you now? What are you up to?
700.
Okay.
How many people is that? That's about where I am. It's at the middle 50s?
I have 54.
Okay. All right.
So once you hit 60, number 61 jumps up to 800.
Is that when the next jump is? Because I'm at 55, and I'm still at 700 to add another character.
Yeah, I think you can get 60 at spending 700.
Okay.
But 61 jumps up to 800.
Okay. Well, there you go. There it is then.
All right, the next PvP event after Pool Party is then going to be Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Your reward there is first place gets you a green thing, which would be awesome. Or 2 through 100 is the new Bullseye, who's not that bad a character. He just showed up in the past 2 months, and he's pretty decent.
I do not have enough covers with him to comment on him. I play him on the really low events when I can, and he seems cool, but I don't have all of his powers yet even, so...
Oh, if you max out the points, not that anybody ever has, but it's 1,000 points will get you a Star-Lord, 1,300 will get you a big purple-headed Charles Xavier.
Yeah, those are real hard.
Yeah, they are. My PvP points, I think 700's the most I've ever gotten, and that's shocking.
I hit 800 once.
Wow.
800 in this event will get you a yellow beast.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, my beast is maxed out, so not worried about that. But yeah, I don't know. I like the purple bullseye power where he takes 2 attack, protect, or strength tiles and blows them up into damage.
Right.
So it's nice to get rid of enemy tiles and do damage to them all at the same time. Kind of
right.
Like Daredevil's power.
Oh, right. His radar senses.
Yes, except this one, I believe, lets you select them, if I recall.
Oh.
I believe that bullseye, you actually get to pick them. Where Daredevils are random tiles. So it's nice to get rid of their protect tiles real quick or something and then hammer them that round.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta get covers for him, apparently, if you can pick what you're getting rid of. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's see. I have that power maxed out at 5. It is, turn 2, select an attack, protect, or strength tiles into basic tiles and then deal 1322 damage. So he's a useful character.
Right.
PvP season. Today is the end of Season 17. I am currently 437th.
You suck.
And have 7,445 points remaining. And this is the first season ever where I got to the 7,500 points and actually got all through all the rewards.
Good job.
For a season. Previous seasons, I've never really gotten past the heroic 10-pack at 4,000, so that was fun. Where's everybody else at?
I am lagging behind as always. I am 628th. I have 1,677 points.
And I am at 344 currently. I still want to get a little bit of the simulator in, if I can.
344? You're not... Oh, you're ranked 344.
My rank 344. I'm at 7,700 points. So
did you get the Carnage at 2,000?
In
the simulator?
No. I am not that far in the simulator. In the simulator, I'm at 1,500 points.
Oh.
And I really don't care for the Carnage. I don't care if I get it or not. I would like to get the purple Dakin that is at 1,700. That's my goal.
That's as far as I've gotten in the simulator. I'm down to 1,624 because I keep being defeated as we sit here. But
right. But as it stands right now, with 5 hours remaining in the season, our alliance is under 300 at the moment. So I think we're 296.
That's not bad.
That's I think that's very respectable.
All right, phase two of the show. We can talk about everyone's current A-Squad. Your A-Squad being when you get to pick your choice of any 3 characters that you use in day-to-day combat when you don't have to use a featured character. Who do you use?
I use Black Panther, Falcon, and Blade. Good old Blade.
Yep.
The way that Blade puts out, Black Panther puts out strike tiles, Blade puts out strike tiles, and then Blade's keep your enemies closer power puts out attack tiles. Nope, flip those. Either strike or I don't know the difference. Explain them to me. What is the difference between a strike and attack tile, Craig or Ray?
So a strike tile is the sword shaped icon that adds to all of your attacks. It adds damage to all of your attacks. And then an attack tile actually attacks on its own.
Okay,
after
so
you do your stuff.
The 2 attack tiles that is created by the level 5 purple power for Blade is tremendous if you have the maximum number of strike tiles. out there. And so you end up doing...
Yeah, well, at the end of 1,000.
Yeah. Oh, it's like 2,000 per. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Plus, you're cranking them up with the yellow Inspire.
They're getting boosted with Inspires from Falcon. They're getting boosted because those... Do strike tiles get boosted because of attack tiles? I mean, flip that, but...
Attack tiles get boosted from strike tiles, yes.
Okay, so...
Oh. So Blade puts out...
Blade puts out...
The purple.
The Thirst. No, well, Blade puts out the... Yes, and then those get boosted because of the Thirst tokens that are out there, and because of the Battle Plan tokens, the yellow tokens that Black Panther puts on the board.
Oh, sure.
So, and plus the two passive powers for Falcon... Fuel, you know, I can utilize those powers, and since they're passive, I can still utilize them with Black Panther as well without cutting into anybody else's pool.
And a random bird strike never hurts anybody.
No, putting out 15 like strength 51 shields is always a handy little.
All right, Ray, who you got?
So my go-to team right now is also going to include Blade. So I will skip Y for him, but I am really big into the Patch Wolverine and Loki combination still. Being able to use Patch to throw out strike tiles to all over the place, really powerful ones, and then get Loki's Trickster Power, I believe it's called, to convert all the enemy strike tiles to my protect tiles. It's just a devastating combo. Meanwhile, my Blade is much higher level. I have him maxed out, so Loki's never up front. He's never taken damage, since he's the lowest hit point character.
Okay.
And then you've got Patch. When he takes damage, who cares? He regenerates 400 and some every single turn. So, yeah, it's a really lethal combo.
Right. And I imagine, once you get the Thirst up high enough, he's throwing out two attack tiles per turn instead of one.
Yes, right. Exactly. So, yeah, Blade is taking the damage instead of Loki, because they both use purple and black, which is kind of a detriment, because I'm not maxing out my color spectrum there, but it's just a way of protecting Loki.
Right.
All right. My top three have been the same for quite some time. I also use Blade. He's one of my favorites. And then it is rounded out, as always, by Rocket and Groot and Luke Cage. And I cannot say enough good things about Luke Cage. He is probably my favorite character in the game. His attacks are just ridiculously devastating, and his unbreakable power. At almost every round, I take 1 point of damage, and then I, use Rocket and Groot to put out I've Got a Plan, and then I swiftly uppercut someone for 6,000 points of damage, and then jab cross my way to victory. It's by far my go-to threesome.
And it's impossible to kill Groot, so. You can just keep him up forever.
Agonizing.
Yeah. If there's a fair amount of team up tiles on the board, when you make a yellow match and you see your hit points go back up by 10,000, that's really satisfying that you're not going to lose. All right. So each week we're going to feature a character to talk about, why they're good, why they're, not good for some of these characters. This week, since our episode one, we thought we'd discuss someone that we all use regularly, and so we're going to talk about Blade, since he is our featured character that everyone is currently using.
Right.
I think we've mostly covered his powers, but what do you think of the sword attack? Because that's one of my favorites.
Which one? The Night Stalker?
Yeah.
Again, I don't get to utilize it as much as I'd like to because of the pairings that I use him with, but it's a great... Tell me more about it, because I don't know what it does when it's maxed. And I don't understand what the countdown tile does that sits there after I use it.
Oh, it steals attack points. So at maxed out, it does 1877 damage and creates a green countdown tile that steals 3 AP from the enemy's strongest color.
Oh, that's fun.
So if you can get 2 or 3 of those going at a time,
yeah,
then it's really great when you're fighting against, Thor or Black Panther, and they can never generate enough AP to get off Rage of the Panther or Call of the Storm, because those powers take a lot of AP to get off.
Right.
And if they're losing 3 or 6 per turn, they're never going to get there.
Right. That's a great, it's better than, it's straight up damage plus some agonizing for the enemy team.
Right. And not too hard to charge. It only costs 8 to charge.
Right.
So I have my Blade at 5-4-4. What is everyone else using it? 5 black, 4 purple, 4 green for me.
I do 4-5-4.
And I have the exact same as you, 5-4-4.
Okay.
The Thirst, if I could do anything, it would probably be up The Thirst, but I don't know if I could drop his purple power any. The tactile is pretty devastating at the level that it is. It's a 382 attack tile with a 105 bonus for every friendly strike tile. I mean, and he makes strike tiles, so... Right.
Well, up to six, yeah. Maximum of six, but...
Right.
But, I mean, that's an extra 630 on top of the 382. So you're...
How did it go up?
It's a base of 382.
Oh, but you only make one, correct?
Correct. I only get one with
okay.
my...
Yeah. At level 5, it creates two purple attack tiles with a strength 354, but you get a bonus 98 per strike tile.
Max 6 still?
Yes.
Yeah, that's even more devastating.
It's ridiculous. That's why I have it at 5. I can't... I would also love to see The Thirst operating at a level 5, but I can't bear to bring down Night Stalker or... keep your enemies closer, because they're all three are such effective powers.
Yep.
Right, and The Thirst, the only thing 5 stars gets you is it reduces the number of red tiles that it... So it requires red tiles to be on the board, and it reduces the number from 11 to 10.
Okay, that's...
So I guess it's not even worth it.
Right.
All right, so anybody have any bad thoughts about Blade? He's not... I mean,
no,
I don't know that he has many weaknesses, but...
He's got a respectable amount of health.
Yep.
The basic damage that he does, you know, for his colors, 74, 66, and I guess, what, like 50-something for the green matches?
61 is what I have it.
Okay, that sounds about right. So anyway, to tell you all about, if you, you know, are new to this game, the three colors of tiles, when you match them, if they are within that character's three usable power colors, they do significantly more damage than if you match three that aren't. For example, I'm only getting 11 points of damage when I match three yellows, whereas I'm getting 74 points of damage per matching of a black tile.
Right, and then as you level up your character, the critical multiplier will go up.
Correct, as will the in power attacks.
Correct.
So yeah, he's one of those characters, and he's relatively new. He's not... You know, he wasn't one of the characters that existed when I started playing the game. I don't know, he was just very available. One day I was like, oh, I finally got a Blade cover. And then, like, you know, 3 months later, I was like, oh my god, I got Blade maxed out. How'd that happen? Meanwhile, people who I've had the whole time, I'm still struggling to get, like, to give that one more Black Panther cover. I'm like, god damn it. So, his availability, his powers, and, you know, his powers are good. I like powers that build on one another. I like that the Thirst... you know, adds bonuses to mm-hmm. keep your enemies closer, and Night Stalker kind of works independently.
Yeah, I did not have that. I did not have that Ranger Blade. I just got him maxed out about 3 days ago. The colors that I have are the colors that I have lucked into. they are not by choice, but they're working pretty good. So, I certainly can't complain. But I just got enough ISO to get him up to 166, like 3 days ago.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and speaking of just randomly getting covers, I wanted to bring this up. They're at least in my game, they are really pushing the new brand new one star Spider-Man, because I have gotten 9 covers of him this week, and it's just been nonstop bombarding me with the new Spider-Man.
I have the complete opposite. I've gotten 0. I haven't even seen the covers. I couldn't even tell you what any of his powers are.
I have 4. I have 112 on him currently. He's still a level 1. I haven't dumped any ISO into him. But I don't know. I like the way his powers read. He throws web tiles out constantly, and then the more web tiles there are, every single power gets better. The more web tiles you have out there. So I don't know. I'll have to try them out when I can get enough ISO to actually use them.
That is fascinating to me, because I feel like we've had this conversation off mic before the show existed. But your attachment to one-star characters sickens me.
Yeah, I agree.
Sickens me.
Like, what?
Those slots, like, I have 55 characters, and it would kill me to think that I was wasting 4 of those 55 slots on one-star characters.
Yeah, I know. I do have exactly 4 one-star characters.
Yeah, I have 54 characters. I have exactly 1 one-star character, just because I only use Venom only for the Deadpool daily.
Right.
And then
he sits
there.
I was going to say, that's 2,500 ISO a day. that one-star character is essentially guaranteeing me.
Right, and he's awesome for that, but...
So it totally pays for itself. And, yeah, you just got to grab one and commit.
This is true. I will probably be reducing my number here soon. But because I'm at 60 characters, and now it's costing me 800 hero points to get a new slot, they're becoming way too expensive to keep these one-stars. I also am a fan of keeping two-stars, which Craig hates me for, so...
See, I still like some of the two-stars. They're hard to get rid of.
Again, I have exactly the number of needed for Deadpool Daily, so I have three. because you can't get rid of Thor. And I use Ms. Marvel because I love her a lot. And then I follow them up with a Daken just to throw out there and take damage.
Sure.
Yeah, I still have eight.
Wow.
I still have eight two-star characters.
I think I have quite a few as well. But now that my three stars are starting to, have finally gotten to the point where they've surpassed the two-star versions of themselves, I think I might be letting some of those two-starers go.
All right, what did you get for your best rewards of the week? Either taco tokens or just opening up any other token packs?
I earned the newest Deadpool, the four-star Deadpool, in the Deadpool storyline.
That's excellent.
Yep. What do you have? What color?
Let me look. I believe it's red. But I can't be certain. It might be
pink. That's the healing one. He attacks and then heals himself up some, so that's nice.
Yeah, I will confirm that. You guys can continue to tell me while I look.
So, yeah, this week in Deadpool Dailies, opening tokens, has been complete crap for me. I don't even believe I have received one 3-star from the Deadpool Daily tokens, the taco tokens.
Good.
I think my best was a 1500 ISO, and that would be my highlight. And the reason Ian says good...
Yeah.
Is because you previously post that you have thousands of openings? Yeah.
Oh, no, it's because he opened a 10-pack, and 7 out of his 10 openings were 3-star characters.
That's a true story.
I know what I get. I get 9 2-star characters that I instantly delete, and I get like one thing that may or may not be remotely useful.
Yeah, I think it's evening out. My 10-pack that I got, it was awesome. It was incredible, and then I haven't got anything since. So
I did get a taco this week and got a yellow Colossus, which was kind of nice.
Oh, nice.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Colossus, I don't have him up very high. He's still a work in progress. He's pretty powerful, even where he's at, though. He's more powerful than any of my 94th two-star characters, so.
Sure.
But I only have him at 4-3-3, so he's usable, but, yeah.
Well, that's kind of what's going on for the week. Anybody have any closing thoughts?
Not especially. It's been, again, like I said, it's a good week for me because... Even though the season is ending and I won't have any real worthwhile PvP to play, I do like the storyline that is currently running, so that will keep me engaged about as much as I care to be.
The only thing I have is, after getting my Rage of the Panther maxed out, I am just going to be looking for ISO, because my next goal is to get one of my 4-stars above 166. I want to get a 4-star in my playset. Like in my actual usable group. I've got Wolverine X-Force, who's got enough level to get there, but I just need a ton of ISO. Yeah, I currently need 55,000 ISO to get him up.
Yeah, get grinding. You can do it.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody for joining us for the first episode of the show. Please feel free to check our website at puzzlewarriors3.com. That's the number 3. Or follow the podcast on iTunes. If you have any comments on the show or segments or things you would like for us to talk about, please contact us via the website. So goodbye, everyone, for now, and may all your uppercuts be righteous.
You're the worst.
All right, see ya.
See ya.